All right. Welcome, Monday listeners, to the awesome Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Now, I'm your host, V. I'm still a little under the weather here. I actually lost my voice yesterday, but came back today, luckily. So that's how we're just going to start the show off. I do know that I have my co-host, Bill the Butcher, here with me.
Yippee-ki-yay, baby.
And we also have Will Turbitt from The Man of Truth here with us.
Good to be back, guys.
Well, can you fill us in, guys? What would you guys do over the weekend?
Well, some of it I can, some of it I can't, but I'll tell you this, I, right now...
What happens if DC stays in DC?
No. Listen, I'm all about transparency and truth, but I don't want to take over the whole show. The most important thing I think now is I went in, you know, people said Pizzagate was a fake thing, but... But we've got Epstein coming out. We've got Nexium coming out. We've got the John of God Club coming out. Cults, not club. And so on my YouTube channel, YouTube.com/demandthetruth, I went up along with Auditing America, and we asked Hillary Clinton right up close to her face what her and her husband and what her husband specifically was doing with Jeffrey Epstein aboard the Lolita Express. And she gave us a weird response. And now keep this in mind. I have a pretty small following, right? But my videos first, like 3 years ago when I started doing videos consistently, I would get, you know, 200-something views on Facebook, you know, 300-something views. And that steadily got up to 800, 900. Then it was like 1,000, 2,000. Up until last year, you know, most of my videos were getting around 5,000 views. Some of them would have more, some would have less, but that would be the going rate of my videos. And I was on a steady incline, just on Facebook. So I had a video earlier this year where I confronted Kamala Harris on Facebook of 40,000 views. I had one confronting some local Rhode Island politicians, and that got 170,000. I confronted just a local governor here, and that's got like 75,000. I've had multiple other videos over 20,000, whatever. This video with Hillary Clinton don't even have 600 views on it. And Auditing America, this guy's got 107,000 subscribers. He just got the plaque from YouTube for over 100K. He's got multiple million-plus views. He's got the best screenshot thumbnail of it ever. He asked the best question, the question that people aren't asking, right to this lady's face. And it's got 19,000 views on that right now, where most of his other... He released another video just basically kind of cop-watching auditing. And it's got way more than that already. So there's definitely censorship going on. I know that's important to talk about. And also, unfortunately, the pedophilia. And I know that's the theme of today's show, too. But definitely much more to come. I'll tell you guys, I don't want to take up the whole show. But yeah, that's the theme of today's show, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, just update us with more information on that per episode. We should be able to spread that out.
Wow. Well, I tell you what. Jesus Christ. Will... My hat's off to you. I had a rather mundane weekend myself, and it just boils down to a Willie Nelson song. And I was like, well, I got to get drunk, and I sure do dread it because I know just what I'm going to do. So, but my hat's off to you, Will. Thank you so much, man.
Hey, likewise.
Absolutely. Yes, yes, thank you. All right, well, now that we're all caught up here, I do believe we have our guest, Kara Wachowski.
Hello.
Are you there?
I am.
Yes.
Here.
All right. So, Kara.
I love it. I love it. She, AJB, you know, she jumped right in, man. I like this girl.
Thank you.
She's not
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. So, we actually did a recording of Family Case Files. It's already up, it's already out. People have seen it. So I'm going to actually have this show as more of an opportunity for my co-host to interview. Since I already know the full story, but I want you to go ahead and start by telling us who you are and why you're on the show.
Sure. So my name is Kara Witkowski, and I have two children. And the reason that I'm on the show is both of my children were taken from me, and there's been evidence of sexual abuse regarding both of my children. The father literally had child pornography on a hard drive and wasn't charged for it. He also raped me and wasn't charged for it, and yet he has my children. He has custody of my children, and I'm not even able to see my kids right now.
Go ahead, Will.
No, I was just going to say how, so there's evidence, and so why isn't your husband being prosecuted, and how did you find out about all of this?
So the state's attorney, Joe McMahon, is connected to my judge, John G. Dalton, and they have turned Kane County into a trafficking ring. In fact, the judge right now, who is now going to be the chief judge, actually did a similar thing to a woman just like me where there was evidence of sex abuse of both of her children, and she actually ran away with her kids because DCFS told her, you can leave, and then the chief judge now was the assistant state's attorney, and he charged her for leaving to protect her children. And then they did a court case with her where she wasn't allowed to have witnesses or present any evidence. They threw her in jail for 12 years, and the bond was $25 million.
What state is this in?
So this is Illinois, and I am in Kane County.
And how did this all start? I'm guessing it wasn't pretty obvious from the outset that your husband was into all of this stuff.
So this all started, my ex had raped me before, and he told me that it was a dissociative fugue state, that he suffered from multiple personality disorder, antisocial personality, and narcissistic personality disorder. By the way, all of this was presented to the judge in my order of protection case, and the judge who was on my order of protection case that signed the plenary order of protection is the same judge who gave custody to my ex. So he saw all this evidence, because he actually, my ex texted me and stated all of this in text messages, including how he raped me. He'd said it 6 times in 6 different documents that he raped me, and he even admitted in court that he raped me.
And so what's the relationship with him and the judge? And I'm guessing that there wasn't any good police or other people to help you out in that area, because unfortunately that seems to be the trend on the show.
Well, I don't want to completely blame the police. I don't think they did a thorough investigation, that's for sure. But who's really to blame is the state's attorney, because the state's attorney was the one who was in charge of charging him. My ex was arrested. He was sent to Elgin Jail. He was not fingerprinted, and he was not mugshot, which I thought was odd. But the state's attorney had him released the very next day.
So I'm guessing, and I'll let Bill take over. I'm sorry, Bill. But what is this relationship between either the state's attorney and or the judge and your husband that they're being this lenient with him? Is it? I won't even put words in your mouth. What's going on there?
I'm thinking it all has to do with the ring and getting children to supply the ring. And because I'm a domestic violence victim, they thought that it would be an easy take regarding my kids, because that is a trend, and it's not just in my county. It's actually going around all over the state right now where domestic violence victims are losing their kids. But also the fact my ex's best friend, who is also the godfather of my daughter. He owns Maple Ridge Farms. His father owns Maple Ridge Farms, is the CEO and the owner of Maple Ridge Farms, which is a company that makes millions of dollars, located in Wisconsin. Well, Maple Ridge Farms is connected to Compass Group, which is out of the UK and is a national company that makes billions of dollars. So there's a lot of political connections within this. as well as business and money, and it's very corrupt. All of it is very corrupt. In fact, the GAL on my case is being paid by my ex's best friend, who is the godfather of my daughter. And this same man, the godfather of my daughter, has talked about my daughter in very sexual ways, and I actually have a video of him leaving me voicemails talking about seeing my daughter naked and talking about her groin.
How old is the daughter?
I said I was going to let Bill take over, but how old is your daughter?
How old is the daughter?
My daughter is 4 now, and my son...
Jesus Christ.
My daughter...
No,
yeah, my
Jesus.
Daughter is 4. And my son is not even 2 years old, and my son had to go to the hospital and spend 3 days in the hospital for a prolapsed rectum. And he still has that condition.
All right. What's the problem is here? When you mentioned all the money, naturally you've got these billion-dollar corporations involved, million-dollar corporations involved, Illinois involved. I've been through the same thing up in Utah. Ted and I went up there and addressed that situation. I know exactly what you're going through. And I'm making jokes about this. I'm not, but I almost want to say that judge and your husband are probably boyfriends, because anybody that would sexually assault a 4-year-old child needs to be hung out in the street for all the people to see. And I'm just going to be up front. I have no more to say about this. It's just as simple as that. Will, your thoughts, man?
First of all, this woman sounds very credible and well-spoken, and I honestly had to stand up and go to the other room for a second, because this is just atrocious. So now he has custody now?
Yes, and there have been 2 safety plans that have been implemented by DCFS, and yet he was still given custody. I'm guessing you're going to ask me how custody was given to him?
Sure, yeah.
So they did an emergency motion behind my back. I was at work, and they held this whole hearing, which was a custody hearing, which you're not supposed to do without the mother present, but they went ahead and did it anyways. And there was just a bunch of lies on a piece of paper talking about how I tried to kill myself in front of my children, which was proven to be a lie, and also the fact that I didn't give the GAL an order of protection regarding my daughter and her grandfather, because she had to be protected from the grandfather, because the grandfather is one of her main abusers. And I also had that documented in email that I sent it to her. Then they also stated that I called the mayor because I wasn't happy with the police investigation, which wasn't true. I did not call the mayor. My roommate called the mayor because they wouldn't let her testify. They wouldn't let her take a witness statement with the police, and she was the one who knew about abuse regarding my daughter. The police were only interested in reviewing my ex's side, and they didn't want to talk at all with anyone on my side, which would have been a biased investigation. So we had to push just for my witnesses and the people who talked to my daughter, and my daughter told where these men were abusing her. They weren't even allowed to speak until we pushed for that to happen.
The freaking grandfather? So we got your husband and we got the grandfather who are abusers of these children. Am I correct there, or am I misunderstanding?
You are correct. And my daughter, so after my son was in the hospital and they did an emergency discharge because DCFS got involved, so my ex got cold feet, immediately got my son out of the hospital. He was supposed to stay in the hospital because they still hadn't fixed his prolapsed rectum. They did surgery on it, and it still popped out 5 times afterwards. So I had visitation with my children the following day. My daughter and my son were with me. My daughter needed me to help her go to the bathroom. So while she was going to the bathroom, she tells me that James got hurt. I was like, what do you mean James got hurt? And she goes, Grandpa hurt James. I go, how? And she goes, Grandpa put a toothbrush in James' butt and had me pull it out. He was screaming, so I tried to get him off the bed, but Grandpa pushed me down. My one-and-a-half-year-old son was raped with a toothbrush.
My God, my God. Will, I'm not going to say it. I don't want John mad at me.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say. And
yeah.
You know what? I might. You know what? That I'm just going to leave it at that. I know what you're going to say, and this is the most disturbing thing I've ever heard on this show, maybe ever. And I'm really just taken aback by this. So,
well, and let me add on to this. The troubles. Well, the troubles that we had in recording, because we had to do it in phases sometimes. We could only get audio through a three-way phone call because the Skypes were being hacked by whoever. For the lawyer, Joanne Dennison, was the lawyer who was co-hosting the show with me. For this episode of Family Case Files, and then when we tried to do a three-way phone call just to add in, you know, pictures for her part of the video, got lots of wind noises, like someone was standing outside, and you can obviously hear somebody was standing outside. And after I had mentioned that, the noises stopped. Later on in the interview, I heard lots of pin tapping, like someone had a pin, they're just tapping their pin. So what we got out of this is that Kara's phone had been tapped. And it's not your federal tap, where these weren't feds, these were local police, like amateurs, because someone local, probably down the street from her, with the, you know, little dish pointed at her and listening in on the call. So the police are very well aware of what's going on, and that's what really disturbs me the most, because they're trying to do their best to cover all this up.
Well, I'm not, like I said, what Ted and I did up in Utah, some of the stuff we did was really under the table. I mean, it really was. We were dealing with child trafficking in five states. We were dealing with dead girls. We were dealing with the Holy Empire, all this kind of stuff. And sometimes I get a little bit of a twinge of conscience. But after listening to this lady, I don't have a twinge of conscience at all. I would love to take a hammer and, well, anyway, you know, with this judge, oh, my God.
So I wanted to know, do you think that there's, or do you have any suspicions or any potential leads as to how this trafficking ring may operate? Is it out of potentially like group homes, child protective services predominantly?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely DCFS. DCFS are being used as agents for all of these guys, because DCFS has been involved in every single case of the eight other women that this has been done to.
Okay, we are going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be back for our short segment.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you life and death comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, all right, all right. So, this is something that's really horrendous here. This is, excuse me, this is like Halloween, like showed up early. This is horrendous, absolutely horrendous of what's going on here. Now, when you've got Bill the Butcher and Will Turbot here just absolutely disgusted. You've got a situation here. So it doesn't matter how many times I hear the story, because I'll go back and I'll watch my TV interview with her, and I'm just absolutely disgusted. So I want to know something. Now, you mentioned Compass. Is this like the Compass Bank or something else, Kara?
Compass Group is a company based out of UK, and it's specifically for specialty foods and gifts, which is just like Maple Ridge Farms here in Wisconsin in the U.S., which is the million-dollar company that Lawrence Reardon, who is the godfather of my daughter and his father, own.
Okay. Well, you know, something I find to be a pattern a lot of times, when you have people who are sex trafficking anyone, they usually have the means of which they're shipping things. Mm-hmm. They're moving food. They're moving something. And mm-hmm. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's a reason why Jeff Bezos has a $600 million contract with the CIA and sits at the head of the Pentagon table, okay? You want to talk about trafficking? These are the things that you need to look for. Look for these trucks that can't be stopped. Look for these delivery trucks. you know, the weigh-in stations and all that, you know, where you can have a corrupt cop and just let these people just go. It's done right in front of our eyes.
They're called white trucks. You notice they're always white.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, before we cut to commercial break, somebody had asked me a question regarding how I thought the trafficking was happening and who the agents were. And I started to state that, yes, DCFS is definitely involved in that. DCFS has been used in every case where this has happened to women, and there are eight of us. There are eight women that this has happened to whose children are either being physically abused, and it's been proven, or sexually abused. Most of them, it's sexually abused, and all of them have sons. And all of them have sons who are prepubescent, which is not a coincidence. And a lot of these women are in EDMR trauma therapy because the abuse of their exes and to their children was just that horrendous and horrific that they suffer from PTSD.
So are you thinking this is an intergenerational thing where it's been going on for a long time? Obviously, it sounds like the grandfather. How long do you think this is going back? And do you think, besides just the ring, there's any other relationships going on here with either the judge, law enforcement, the state's attorney, so forth, or any other random players like the Compass Group?
So when we were doing research, I have some people looking into this. So the DCFS headquarters is affiliated with Aunt Martha's. Aunt Martha's is a homeless center for kids. Aunt Martha's are located all around the U.S., not just Illinois. And what the trend has been is DCFS has been taking kids away and putting them into different Aunt Martha's. Well, Aunt Martha's has the same headquarters as DCFS, so they're one in the same. And then DCFS is affiliated Compass Group.
This is like right in front of our eyes. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but this is like right in front of our eyes.
Fine. Yeah, it's right there because DCFS is affiliated with Compass Group. They're a lobbyist. So these are all the lobbyists associated. Compass Group, Global Gambling, Advocate Healthcare, Northwestern Healthcare. So if people are wondering why their kids keep getting stolen from hospitals or why hospitals aren't reporting on the abuse, this is why. DCFS has infiltrated all of these different areas, and it's because of corporate money and greed and the trafficking aspect.
Okay, now this was our short break. We'll be back for the long haul after this commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and
military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000.
Wow. All right. So, you are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, and we still have Kara Witkowski here with us. And let me tell you, she is powerful for speaking out against all of this. I mean, her power level is over 9,000. this is... You're so strong. That's why you're going to be one of the women at war.
Carol, I'll tell you the truth, Carol. I deeply admire you. I really do. I have to restrain myself, and I have to temper my thoughts and what I say here, because like V, I'm from Texas, and we both know what we're thinking. But believe me, I completely sympathize with what you're going through, and I just, frankly, I wish I could introduce that judge and your ex-husband or husband or whatever he is to my granddaughter, Puck, because she has a total solution for their problem, and that's all I'm going to say. She has exerted her solution to a pedophile, and he's not pedophilic no more, and that's all I'm going to say.
Well, luckily we have the goody two-shoes, Will Turbot here, and counterbalance that. Now, I've never asked this of a guest, at least on this show here. I definitely would like to get your information after the show somehow, and I'd like to do some investigating more. Everything that I do is obviously very peaceful and nonviolent. I would definitely like to travel out there and confront some of these people and identify some of these potential locations where... Aunt Martha's. I mean, that is just absolutely crazy. I had no idea. I'd heard previously stuff in that state was pretty bad, but if you could continue to expand upon some of the connections you were making before we got cut off the break, that would be great.
Yeah, sure. So I'm working with a girl, and she's extremely intelligent. She also had her kid taken away from her completely unlawfully without any cause or whatever, and she has not even been able to see her kids, so they're trying to force her to get on psychotropic meds, which she doesn't need, and a psych eval even stated she doesn't need them. But anyways, she's a very brilliant woman. She dug into all of these records, basically, and found out all these different lobbyists affiliated with DCFS. And DCFS isn't privatized. It's not corporate. So they shouldn't have all of these connections. Like, what is the reason that DCFS would be affiliated with global gambling unless that's where they're running their money through? There's things that don't add up and are very bizarre. And I've actually sent Anthony Thomas these records, and I'd be willing to send them over to anyone who wants them on the show. It's difficult to explain, but once you see it face to face in person, it's pretty easy to understand. But I'm not the best at explaining these. Only the fact that they're all connected: global gambling, Aunt Martha's, DCFS. And what was the other one? Advocate Healthcare and Northwestern. And it's not just Northwestern Healthcare. It's also Northwestern University.
Wow. So this is, yeah, a new precedent for the show here, where Will is definitely into... I knew he would be because of
Will is on it. He's a mind, man. I'm just a hit man. Will is a mind, and he has a purpose on this. Okay,
DCFS. Oh my God, it's so disturbing. But we need to talk more about the solutions here, and something I want to throw out there. I'm sure I've spoken about this before, but we need people showing up to courtroom hearings, not just for your case. Show up for other people's cases. These courtrooms need to be packed always, and people need to be documenting what's going on, and people need to be connecting with other victims of what's going on. They make the court procedure so painful and so boring. It's that way on purpose, so people don't just show up and listen in. But people need to be attentive.
I agree. I wanted to actually, that's such an important point that you made, because the family court that I'm going through, you have to hire your own court reporter. They don't transcribe anything in that courthouse. Even if it's criminal court.
Whoa, what? They don't copy down what's being said in the courtroom?
No, you have to hire your own court reporter. I have paid over $1,500 now for two court hearings to be transcribed. You have to pay for the appearance of the court reporter.
In other words, they can sit up there and say anything they want to unless you hire the person to transcribe it. That doesn't go into the records, okay?
Yes, sir. Right? That's exactly what I'm saying.
Oh, my God, Jesus. Get a rope. Just get a rope.
I think the reason I'm so astonished by this one is I think in all the other interviews we've had and all of my dealings and everything that I've heard in the past, it doesn't seem to be as obvious as in plain sight as what's going on here with so many. I mean, even in my state, don't get me wrong. I mean, just here in tiny Rhode Island, I can rattle off six or seven conflicts of interest, but I mean, gambling, children, Aunt Martha's. I mean, there's so many conflicts of interest here, and it seems so blatantly obvious. I mean, besides the people that have been affected by this, is anybody else taking note of this?
Well, I actually post everything on my Facebook page, which I'm gag ordered and I'm not supposed to do, but I said, fuck it, I don't care. And I repeatedly post things on my Facebook. My entire story, everything I've gone through, all the documentation is all on my page. It's right there. And I encourage other people that are going through family court cases to do the same thing. Because what I've seen that's kind of bothersome is they'll speak out, but they'll only complain. And that's when you have a he said, she said situation, complaining is not enough. You need to post your evidence.
It's the same thing we have with the Lighthouse down here in Salado, okay? We have a place called the Lighthouse, and they always have these mundane type Lighthouse, Children of Grief, or whatever. And they play by their little rules and all this kind of things until somebody, and this is what I always say, I can't say this legally, I can't say that legally, but I'm going to say this, okay? With the Lighthouse, they were taking in over $1 million a year in donations to help the poor children. $1 million, and their expenses were quote unquote miscellaneous, and they didn't have anything to say about it, and they were hiding behind their little Lighthouse thing until Thomas Hagen, a friend of mine, got into their offices, and we literally stole their books, and we looked at them, and we gave them to the Texas Child Protective Services, and that was the end of the Lighthouse. And I've said it out front, it's out front, and all the people say, how'd you do that? No, hey, dude, just playing by the rules they set, okay? Just playing by the rules they set. These are exactly. A four-year-old boy being raped by a toothbrush. A toothbrush.
Two-year-old.
Billy the
My
Kid
son's
wouldn't
not
have done
even
that.
Two.
Jesus.
My son's not even two. That was my son. My son is going to be two in October.
A toothbrush. I wouldn't expect that kind of behavior out of a prostitute in Boys Town in New Mexico. These people, I'm not gonna embarrass John. I'm not gonna get bad here. I'm gonna be good. But Jesus Christ, a toothbrush, suspension hanging. That's my solution to this guy.
You know, again, we need people. All the child trafficking rings start with the family court system. People need to understand this. They need to wake up to the fact that the government is not a good institution that's looking out for us all. It's not. It simply is not. You want to, you know how they say, follow the money? Well, I promise you, you're going to keep following what's going on. It's going to lead you right back to DCFS or some Department of Human Health Service. It's going to lead you to some private institutions. It's going to lead you to some corrupt judges. It's going to lead to people being paid off. It's going to lead to missing children. Is going to lead. Everything is all interconnected. Pedogate starts with the family court. If you, for all you people who want to hunt pedophiles and you know and have such disgust for pedophiles, and I know of a place you can find a pedophile every day of every weekday. Go to your family court.
There you go.
And take note of everybody. Take note of everybody that's in that courtroom.
It's so bad. Like, the only thing I've honed in on this whole show, when I heard the word toothbrush, and now this young lady has said it was her two-year-old child, and we're analyzing and scrutinizing toothbrush on a two-year-old little boy. A two-year-old little boy. I totally understand. I had a family deal today with Puck. She did a little something today, and I'm not going to put a hair on the radio and everything. It was one of her little deals and everything. But I totally understand her approach. That judge, and hon, you can tell him that I wish that Puck could find him, and then he would find out what a toothbrush is all about, because she ain't got no conscience. And the Z generation that she represents with Greta Thunberg and other people, they don't got no conscience either. So there is going to be retribution. and it's going to be terrible.
And we are discussing pedophilia. What I want to actually go over what exactly was on the hard drive, and this was the forensic report. So they found over 700 missing and sexually exploited children, apparent prepubescent, on the hard drive. Only 250 were not recognized or identified by the NCEMC, which is National Center Exploited Missing Children. So this is what was actually found on the hard drive, and then there were three nude images of said children that were apparent in prepubescent. All the other images that were not nude had children in just their underwear. Now let's remember that this father, who had this hard drive, has these images, has custody of a 4-year-old little girl and a 2-year-old little boy. And that's what he likes looking at it. And then the worst part that I thought was absolutely disgusting was he had animated images of children and adults doing every sexual act you could possibly think about. There were three ways. There was lesbian stuff regarding kids. There were orgies regarding kids. And we're talking thousands of photos of all of this. All of the porn found on this hard drive was all child-related.
The only thing that I can say at this point, and I'll shut up, the only thing I can say is suspension hanging. Look that up, Google suspension hanging, and imagine him, that judge, the prosecutor, everybody in that courtroom, and think suspension hanging.
The official statement of the Red Pill Hardcore is, we are doing everything peacefully and nonviolently when within the law for everybody that's listening. Because I know, trust me, I know there are people listening, and I'm always peaceful and nonviolent, but I wanted to know, when you're talking about this, do you think that this child porn that was on his computer was something he was producing, he was selling, he was trafficking? Were there any locations given?
Considering were you finished?
Yes. Sorry.
Okay. So 250 of these children weren't even identified or recognized by the NCMC, which means they were all new victims that they didn't even know about. So yes, I definitely think that he's trafficking the children along with his father, along with Larry Reardon, who is the godfather of my daughter. So the godfather of my daughter, and this is important to note, gave my ex $1 million for my daughter, stating that it was some sort of inheritance. What I think it was is this man bought my daughter.
Wait a minute, $1 million? How old is the daughter?
So my daughter is 4, and this was all talked about.
4 years old, yeah. And this, I'm going to watch my language, this person is offering $1 million for a 4-year-old little girl.
Yes, and claimed that it would be inheritance. But that
inheritance
didn't make
any sense. Hang them all in the street for all the people to see. That's my final.
Well, you know, I most certainly don't want there to be good fate for these kind of people. That's for sure. But we do need to, again, we need to be proactive. We need to take a look at all these people in the courtrooms. People, I know the system's got you on the 9-to-5 wage slave, you know, that's what it's for. And that's why the courts are done at the same time that you're working. You know, we should be able to have night courts. We should be able to have courts anytime that we can feel like doing courts. But no, the court is done in a time period and done in such a fashion where nobody wants to be a part of it. We need to change that. We need to get active. We need to get involved. And I guarantee you, this isn't an isolated ordeal, okay? I'm betting that there is at least one judge in every county across America that is doing this exact same activity or connected to. I guarantee it. If you guys can prove me wrong, go ahead, try to prove me wrong. But as soon as these people get doxxed, you know, Anonymous needs to start doxxing these players in the courtroom. And we'll see how their bank accounts don't match what they own, how much they make.
How can these people, if I were a judge and I was sitting on the bench and I heard this lady present her case and I looked at even one-tenth of what she's saying, my reaction would be astronomical. Astronomical. This is all I'm thinking, all I can see right now is a two-year-old boy with a toothbrush. That's all I can see. That is so perverse. That is so beyond the pale. I mean, there's no way you can sit here and be politically correct. Well, maybe it was a Pico Pay toothbrush. And no. These people need to be punished. They need to be hung. They need to be done in. That judge needs to be jerked off the bench, beat with hammers, and hung by the flagpole in front of the courthouse. Now, this is my opinion, okay?
Kara, can we get a rundown again of all the players in this courtroom? Everyone from, you know, just give us a rundown again really quickly. So I want these names to be looked up and remembered.
Sure. So the first player in the game would be Joseph H. McMahon. That's the Kane County State's attorney who refused to charge my ex for both my rape and sodomy and child porn. The second player that came in would be Judge Dalton. So that's John G. Dalton, and he is the judge of my case. And that's Kane County Courthouse, Courtroom 101. The third player would be the GAL that he appointed. Her name is Julie Pirtle. And Julie Pirtle actually tried to persuade my therapist into stating that I would murder my children because of how much I hated Tom. And I have that in a letter from my therapist, documented. This is why I said to look at my Facebook page, because I literally have all of the evidence posted. So before I get ahead of myself, so that's the third player. The fourth player would be Scott Sheen. Scott Sheen is the one who did the emergency motion behind my back and stole my children from under me and didn't even send me notice of the motion. Now, Scott Sheen, when I had one conversation with him, told me that my Facebook posts are going to get my head chopped off. So he has threatened my life. Trying to think of other players in the courtroom. Those are the main players within the courtroom that I can think of. There's also Thomas Hartwell, who is in charge of creating the court documents and the public court record. He has repeatedly screwed around with my public court record to the point where I had to call him 10 times just to make sure that they stated that my OP wasn't expired, because it was stating that it was expired on public court docket. If you look, my case is 19F200, so anyone can look it up on Kane County online court records. It also states that the case is closed. It's an ongoing case. It's not closed. And it states that my ex's attorney is inactive. He's not inactive. He's very much active. So there are multiple things that don't make any sense where he is screwing around with the record. So those are the court players. Did you want to know personal players as well? So like my ex's name?
Yes. Well, I want to point out, and this is actually something I've been hearing about lately too, a lot about cases that revolve around millions of dollars. If you look them up, it'll show they're closed cases, but they're ongoing. And that is when the government is trying to not pay people. I hate to bring this up, but like Kristen Manners, for example, former host with our network, she's got several active lawsuit stuff where she was supposed to have gotten paid back, and they're closed, but yet still ongoing. So, yes, people look for that. Always look for that. If I don't know what can be done, but you need to attack whoever runs the website. You need to get on their butts. Say, this is not a closed case. Change it and change it now. Because that's obstruction of justice. That's perjury within itself. That's falsification of
records.
I've even brought
it up. Yeah, I brought it up in front of Dalton as well. It's actually in my court transcripts. I post my court transcripts. It's in there. So, and the Dalton's just like, well, that's not my problem. You have to talk to Thomas Hartwell. And I said, I did.
What kind of a sorry judge is this, man? This guy's not trying to do anything for anybody. The case number, one more time, please, for anybody to be able to look this up and follow it.
19F200.
In Kane County. That's K-A-N-E. Mm-hmm. Kane County, yeah. Illinois.
So the other thing that I wanted to mention, what was really odd... Very
quickly, we're coming to the end of the show.
Sure. Oh, my children were listed as protected parties during the emergency motion, and even after the emergency motion was granted, where my kids were given custody to Tom, my children were still listed as protected parties on the OP.
Wow. Spell Kane County. Is it C-A-N-E or K-A-N-E?
K-A-N-E.
K-A-N-E, okay.
All right. Well, Carol, I want to thank you for being a guest on my radio show, and I want you to come on again to give us all updates as you push through this, and we'll try to help you with as much as we can, okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. Yes, thank you. And thank you all for tuning in to another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore. I'm your host, V, and remember, in the land of Shabanos, the man with the third eye is king, so educate yourselves.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.